Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio. If you want to call and be part of the conversation, give us a ring at 515-602-9657. If you want to join us and become part of the truth, go to truthisthetruth.net and subscribe. And join us on the chat room or call in. And we got a lot of different things going on from Trump. We actually got a call already. Let me get that in first. Hello, is this? I think this might be Campy. Am I correct?
This is Campy.
How you doing? Okay, Scarlett,
how
you doing?
All right, Joe.
First?
How's it going, Goldner?
All right. We got a lot of things going on. I want to tell you, so I don't know if you know or not, but I'm also part of X, which was Twitter. And a group of people actually was crying about the economy, but she supported. She's a left-winger, ding-bang. She said, you know, and she decides to complain about everything on the sun. And I go, and I wrote this on X, which was Twitter. If you want to change things, vote MAGA Republicans. And the feedback I got that, you know, it was trending number one the last 24 hours, just that line, and got a lot of different views, a lot of different results and stuff. And you should see all the attacks, not just on the left wingers, but by DeSantis and those people. So what are your take on that?
About X?
You know, about the comment about people, they don't want to take credit where credit's due.
Oh, I think anybody who's attacking it is probably, I mean, on the right side, it's a rhino. You know,
yeah.
They have to be a victim. It's because Trump is crushing it in the polls as never before. Everybody can see it. And I think anybody who's attacking that, you know, that's what it is, because at this point there's so many people that are awake is that it's just everything. You know, they see everything that's gone on. Everybody knows that, you know, Biden gave $6 billion, the number one state sponsor of terrorism, Iran. They see all this craziness that they see it going on. And, you know, and I mean, and for the most part, they see that with the really, if you look at it from the 30,000 foot view, what this really is because our only democracy in the Middle East is Israel, obviously, and the United States back them. So if you look at it from a military and a geopolitical standpoint, is that the deep state, the criminal cabal is trying to get us, they were hoping that, you know, they're hoping to make a mistake and they go attack Iran, because then all these other countries would be against the United States. They're trying to draw us into World War III. That's what this is about. And Trump is the only one who confidently says, he goes, I can have peace in 24 hours. You know, so, I mean, you know, so anybody who's attacking, they're out there, either a rhino on the right, or they're part of the far left-wing liberals.
No, you got, you know, you also got, they're so jealous of him. He goes to, I don't know if you saw the reception he got yesterday in South Carolina when he went to the college football game. And they said, well, one of the pollsters came out from DeSantis people mostly, some from Biden, but mostly DeSantis people. He can't get any crowds anymore, so he's crashing into sport events. You know, that's what they're saying. They said, well, he's been booed. When he was first there, they say he's been booed. No, he hasn't. If you look at the actual videos, it contradicts everything that, you know, I want to tell you something. The more DeSantis supporters are doing what they're doing and going after Trump, the more people are going to be turning off on him. And what he's doing right now is killing his, he is killing his chances of winning in 2028. His political career is over.
Yeah.
So that's.
Yeah, I mean the only reason why DeSantis got where he was when he was, it is, if we go back in time, is because he was, I forget the opponent he was facing, he was very popular, but he was having a tough time, and Trump went and endorsed him, made an endorsement for him, and all of a sudden his polls went through the roof. You know, otherwise he would have never really, there's a possibility he wouldn't have made it. So, you know, and then all of a sudden he comes out and he said he was never going to run against Trump. And he comes out and lo and behold, and runs against him. You know, I mean, it's just, for as far as I'm concerned, I don't know, you know, anyway, it's political suicide.
He listened to the Bushes. He came close to Jeb Bush, and he was listening to the Bushes, and he's listening to Paul Ryan, which is deep state. And the cabal, and they basically caused him to commit suicide. Dana Loesch,
heard of her? I heard, I didn't mean to cut you off. I heard something Trump said, and I think what really happened was, if I remember Trump saying it, I was like, yep, that's what we thought, is I think somewhere along the line is DeSantis got paid off. He took money from the cabal. That's what I think happened.
It could be. But you ever hear of Dana Loesch? She was on Fox for a while. She's independent. She came down here right after Stoneman Douglas. She came down here, and they did. She had a little mini debate between Guy Israel and her on CNN, talking about guns. She's a Second Amendment person, natural right to life. DNRA supporter. And she actually posted something yesterday about Scott Israel. And I posted back, and she liked it, and she came around and endorsed it. Was when I said that Gregory Tony, expressed what to talk about Gregory Tony, but for that, she actually went and talked about Scott Israel, and that DeSantis got him, which is partly true, But he was already, if you know my history and you know what Aliberti's history was, we were already had our eyes on it, and we told her that, and we showed her that. And then we said that, and then we had to form, when I was running for sheriff, we had to form with Ted Victor's form, and we debated Scott Israel, and we, among other, about seven or eight other candidates. And we got, I called him out on Stoneman Douglas and with the airport, and I said he had blood on his hands. And he got so pissed off, he walked off the forum. That was the beginning end for him. But the thing is, so he got rid of that. He put Tony in as sheriff. Gregory Tony has been indicted by three different grand juries over the last couple of years. And he was going, and DeSantis was going to come down and fix that, get rid of Gregory Tony. He was supposed to have meetings with Wayne, who and not I, and to get to figure out how to be the next sheriff. And Wayne pulled out. And that left me and DeSantis, and DeSantis said, you're going to be the guy, but he never followed through on it. And that was going back a couple of years ago. So DeSantis doesn't finish what he does. He's incomplete, and Dana Loesch and I went at it a little bit, and she said, you know what? We checked it over, you're right. And DeSantis needs to quit running for president. He's not going to win this time around anyway. He needs to finish his term as governor, try and salvage his political career if he can, and get ready for 2028, which I think he's not going to be. I think he killed it already. I think somebody like Noam will be in there, and a couple others for 28. But
done. Yeah. I mean, what's her name again? Trump endorsed her was, what's her name? Christy Noam from South Dakota?
Yeah, Christy Noam.
Yes. Yeah, she's a wonderful – Trump, I forget where he was at, but when he was on the stump, he openly endorsed her. She's a wonderful lady.
I think she's going to be the VP.
Well, the thing about it is also, you know, South Dakota, what it is they don't – I forget what it is. They don't have any taxes on small businesses, from what I understand.
No.
No. Trying to remember.
And they were open. Yeah, they're tax-free.
There's 25,000 jobs, or that was an old number, you know, as of a couple of years ago or a year ago, she had that commercial that kept coming out on Newsmax.
That commercial that she does with, I'm not a plumber, I'm not a dentist or anything, but we have plenty of openings, you know, she did great with that. And
she did great.
I think she'll be a great VP. She knows how to do it. She was in Congress initially. She became the governor of South Dakota, and she knows the routine.
Yeah, she does. And then I also see how everything's coming out. How Carrie Lake is, she's brought out all the evidence against her opponent. How they stole it from her, and there's several other things I've seen recently or the past couple of weeks.
In Atlanta, Georgia, they admitted that the 2020 election was a fraud, and Raselberger might end up in the jail cell. So that's great.
I see that, and you know, I mean, I've noticed that as I get on BitChute and Rumble, I see where there was all kinds of supporting evidence now showing that, you know, the 2020 election was stolen. More and more than ever before, and I'm seeing people that weren't Trump supporters. They're waking up, and I'm seeing it as never before. And they that's what it was, the Rasmussen report they did is that 80% of Republicans, you know, of course we know that, but 80%, but also the Libertarians are around 60, and they're saying even the Democrats are 55. Realizing that the election was stolen. So anyway, they all. I'm sorry. They realized that, and how much, and that poll was also taken about. That's what it was about. Biden's corruption. So Biden's done. He's done. what they're, I think they're going to do is they're going to try to slip one in. They're going to try to bring in somehow, because of Kamala's next in line, of course, that, but I think somehow that she's going to step down. They're going to try to either get Newsom in there or they're going to bring in Michelle Obama somehow.
Right. Michelle Obama has been is under her and a Husker, a lot of problems with the chef that got murdered.
That's right.
Yeah, them. Yeah, and they
well,
now have evidence.
Now, yeah. The spotlight's coming on them because Hillary Clinton's chef also died too in a similar way. So it's interesting. It's all coming out now.
You know, and the other thing is that they're saying the Democrats and the pundits for the Democrats or the communists, whatever you want to call them these days, they're all saying the same thing. They're rocking a hard place because Kamala Harris is worse than Biden, but they can't afford to get rid of Harris.
Absolutely.
because they'll lose the black vote, whatever's left of that. They're stuck with that. But they're looking to bring in, they're looking to keep her as VP for now and bring in Gavin Newsom in a shallow thing. Gavin Newsom is, and DeSantis, of course, is falling into that category. And they have a debate this Thursday night on Hannity. Newsom versus...
Well, it's interesting if you've noticed, there's been some very key books that have just come out. I mean, Dick Morris has got his book called The Return. It just came out about how Trump will be back as stronger than ever before and Joe Biden can never be elected again. And then you got Cash Patel a couple of months ago. His book came out of Government Gangsters.
Yeah, Schweiker.
Yep.
You got Schweiker's book, too, also. But Cash
Patel, yeah, that's right. That's,
yeah, you got the three of them. You got the Clinton cash.
That's right.
And all
so,
those.
These books are surging as never before. So even you got a bunch of senior citizens that, you know, they're not necessarily going to get on Big Rumble like me and you, but they'll read the books.
Right. You know, but again, it is amazing that all the stuff is starting to come out. And, you know, and by the way, Obama is responsible for Hamas getting into Qatar and setting up offices in Qatar based on his policy.
And there's an interesting thing about that is that I also found out there's a guy who was on the X-22 report spotlight. He's an ex-Navy SEAL intelligence, among other things, and his name is Eric Prince. And he was being interviewed on the X-22 spotlight. He's talking about how 94% of all this funding of these Ivy League colleges that are far left are getting funding from Qatar. He was talking about that, and it's all starting to come out.
And Qatar is with Hamas, is with Iran, and all connected. And Obama,
absolutely,
Biden, and all those people are connected to it, too. So they're all connected in that. It's kind of amazing. You know what's amazing? You got all these hostages that are starting to be released. They delayed a little bit the other day because so-called humanitarian aid, they weren't getting enough or whatever it may be. The people that are being released are, everybody else. In fact, there was a Russian nationalist that was released before an American.
Interesting. That's right. All these people that were released, they were all released except an American. And the thing about it is that the fact of the matter is the IDF, if they were allowed to go in there and do their job, they could have done a surgical strike and already taken out Hamas. Okay, this could have already been done. They can't go directly, obviously. They can't. That's right. But I know for a fact this didn't happen in a vacuum. Okay, it was in the Jerusalem Post when this all happened. I found it, and I kept looking for it. I said, it doesn't make sense. There's no way, absolutely no way, that the CIA and the Mossad did not know this was happening. They absolutely did. And the fact of the matter is that they were told that there was pictures. I watched it. I found it on BitChute. show in the IDF was told to stand down for about 7 hours. And I watched as tanks from Hamas rolled into Israel. And I watched this go on. It went on for about 7 hours. So, yeah, I mean, there's a criminal cabal all around the world.
Involved in that sudden mining and stuff.
But the thing about it is that a lot of people think that BB is a good guy. He's not. I found evidence to the fact that he's not. He's not what everybody thinks he is. Is that the fact of the matter is that back in the late 70s, when Arafat was in there with the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, there's an old footage of him in the Knesset sitting there talking that he tasked Mossad to go against, they tasked Mossad to create Hamas. So they started to create this monster. And don't get me wrong, they're scumbags. I mean, they kill men, they kill women and children, this Hamas. But the fact of the matter is the IDF, if there wasn't all this politics involved with the deep state and Hamas, IDF, they could have done surgical strikes and gotten them out of it. Absolutely. You know. Anyway, I'm just saying.
You know, but the thing is, the reason why they didn't, they tried to embarrass the U.S., that's one of the reasons why they waited to the last second to release anything. It was a four-year-old or nine-year-old kid, American, that they released. But Israel released all these people that are supposed to be women and children. They weren't. They were teenage boys and men. Bad women.
And there's another narrative there that people aren't talking about. This is the fact of all this is going on in Gaza. Underneath there, follow the money. There's 1.4, not billion, trillion tons of cubic gas. There's gas underneath there. And I know that's a big part of what's going on. They want those natural resources.
Yeah, someone in the Bring Boy in the chat room said, was there any trans release before any Americans?
I thought all the hostages that were released were, there wasn't one American among them initially.
No, there was one girl that was released that was American, and that was it. And that was today. That was late. That was this afternoon. We believe, and that was it so far. And then tomorrow, I think, is the last day of the so-called pause or ceasefire, whatever you want to call it. And the IDF said that they're going to continue, it's just going to be fighting for the next 2 or 3 months before they eliminate Hamas. They want to eliminate Hamas totally. I don't know if that's going to be possible, because you're not killing the head of the snake. The head of the snake is Iran, and you still got Hezbollah, and you still got people
we know that the head of the snake is Iran, and the fact of the matter is you know, Biden gave him $6 billion. You know, and if we go in there and we go directly after Iran, what do you think the rest of these countries around the world are going to do? They're going to follow suit.
They're going to support Iran like they're doing right now.
Of course they are.
With Hamas, with the orders going around. And the thing is, when they say Palestinian people, there is no such thing as Palestinian people. There's no such thing as Palestinians.
No. Well, see, the thing about it is what's not brought into this narrative, even on the conservative news, and they won't because, you know, gets into religion. But the truth of the fact of the matter is that you go back over 4,000 years ago to the original Abrahamic covenant, is that when you go back to the original borders that are in the Torah, is the fact of the matter is God gave that land to the Jews. And it's very clear. It's crystal clear. Every Christian who knows, who studied the Bible, who's biblically literate, knows that. In fact, Israel has never taken the full amount of money that was laid out in the Abrahamic covenant. They never have. The thing about it is not only that, but King David, at the threshing floor of Araunah, they were going to give him Jerusalem. He says, no, I will not. He said, I will not take anything that doesn't cost me something. If I'm not mistaken, he paid 300 shekels at the threshing floor of Arana or Jerusalem. So, you know, it was their land. It's always been their land. And then in the diaspora, you know, they were, of course, scattered to the four corners of the earth over 2,000 years. And then they come back. The thing about it is, it'd be like me or you. It'd be like somebody, like, using the analogy, leaving their house for a very long time, and then you come back and there's people living in your house. And they say, well, you were gone for a long time. No, it's still your house, regardless of how long you're gone.
Yeah, and that's the difference, and we'll see. But, you know, while this is all going on, we also have a lot of victories around the world. We got the Argentina Trump, what they call Argentinian Trump, with Maya Milley.
Tucker Carlson did an interview down there with him. I remember that.
Yeah, he won. He knocked out the communist socialist over there, and he announced that he's getting rid of the Central Bank of Argentina. That's one of the first things he did. He closed them down as effectively immediately.
Well, see, the truth of the matter is, now you're getting to the heart of the matter. See, the truth of the matter is, I've told a lot of people this, that the fact of the matter is that part of what Trump ran on is that he didn't openly say it, but the thing about it was, to see, he's actually fulfilling John F. Kennedy's legacy. The John F. Kennedy was going to do away with the IRS. The IRS is a completely criminal organization. The Federal Reserve was put together by the deep state, by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. I know all about it. And the thing about it is that it's totally unconstitutional. And not only that, most Americans, even Trump supporters, don't know that the IRS is based in Puerto Rico. Okay? Not in the United States. All right? So, and when John F. Kennedy, he's got a famous speech that he made. He didn't call it a cabal, but he said there's a system in place that wants to enslave every man, woman, and child in every aspect of our society, in the corporate world, the military-industrial complex. He called it out what it was. And then he mentioned, he goes, in your government, in your hospitals, in your bureau. You know, he mentioned all this. And he said, I'm going to scatter the CIA and the FBI into 1,000 pieces into the wind. And
which
quote,
got
that was his word.
Yeah.
And a week later, he was assassinated.
Yeah, that's what got him killed. That and
that's
Vietnam
right.
War, you know, those are two.
That's right.
Yeah, Javier Milley. It's called Javier. His name is Javier Milley. He's the head of he's the president of Argentina. He's going to have a very special visitor come in 2025. President Trump says when he gets reelected, he is going to go and visit the president of Argentina and work together with them. Also, the other breaking news, which I did in the podcast, is that he is going, Javier Milley is going to Mexico to campaign for the producer of Sound of Freedom, who's running for president in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Thank God
for Tim Ballard, you know, Department of Homeland Security, talking about how he rescued 7,000 kids from child sex trafficking. But he just touched on the tip of the iceberg. And the fact of the matter is, as I remember now, all these people that were calling that lady who was first coming out about Pizzagate, now all of a sudden it's being confirmed. It's being confirmed that the Clinton Foundation, the Biden crime family, George Soros, all these people that were involved in child sex trafficking and Pizzagate. So,
right. And the guy,
right.
Yeah, this guy that got killed, and they thought it was all, you know, everything, the D.C., of Pizzagate, that's what that was. You know, and
that's right.
it was tied to Hillary. And by the way, if you go against Hillary, you die. There's a track record of that.
Everybody knows. Well, let's dial it back a minute. Let's talk about. It was on BitChute. I put it on my Facebook page. The Wiener laptop. Okay, that Abedin, who was behind anyway the the Wiener laptop, the NYPD, there was 12 NYPD officers that were tasked to look at the laptop, okay? Nine of them died, seriously. Nine of them, okay? And this was the laptop where it showed graphic details of Hillary with a doctor. They took a little girl who was 12 years old, and they cut her face off to produce what the elites call these evil criminal cabal call adrenochrome, where it adrenalizes their blood because they fear for their life, and then they drink the blood of these kids. And everybody thought, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. That's all bull crap. No, it's not. It's a fact. Now all of a sudden it's all coming out. You know, and she's had later on, there was a guy about a year and a half ago who Hillary was coming out about, you know, nobody needs an AR-15. And this guy tweeted out behind her, who's a patriot. He said, and nobody has 56 friends who committed suicide.
And that's a big thing there.
And they found that one guy hogtied out in the middle of a ranch somewhere, hogtied with two bullets in his head with a suicide note. You know, so I mean, really the real number is more like 100 people or more.
You know, and as far as being going.
How about the guy who was going to come out? How about before we even really understood this, before the election was stolen, how about the guy who was going to come out about in Haiti, about the Clinton Foundation, about that they were funneling money from child sex trafficking? He was going to be a whistleblower, and the day before he was scheduled to appear in Congress, he mysteriously died. He's just one of many.
Yeah, I know. You know, and the thing is, they stole him, the Clintons and the Bushes stole money from the earthquake fund that was geared to help people in Haiti to recover from earthquake, and that money disappeared.
That's right. That was going back to the time when, if you remember, it was a number of years ago. But if you remember, before we really knew what was going on, they were saying, hopefully people wanted to send blankets and different things. I said, oh, no, please, just send money.
Right. And that's part of, if you see the movie or the book or read the book, Clinton Care, that's what that came out of, part of it.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
On that.
Besides the fact is on Newsmax, and I've seen it two different times, there's been a special on about the Russia hoax and fusing GPS.
Yeah.
They showed Perkins Coie, the whole chain of command, how it started with Hillary Clinton to Perkins Coie to all these other people, and McCabe, Strzok, all of them. So everybody is aware of all this now.
And the judge in D.C., she is part of that. She worked with the people involved with that. Jack Smith is part of it.
Big time.
Yeah, so Letitia James and her stuff,
Benny
Willis.
Oh, I was just getting ready to say her.
They're all tied
together.
You know, I got
to laugh. Her entire campaign was that she was going to get Trump.
And now she's looking at a lot of stuff because it's coming back to bite her. She's trying to find a way to get out of it because the whole real estate thing that she was doing is blowing up in her face. Because,
oh, that's,
you know,
the other thing. It was a joke how they tried to undervalue, and they tried to use lawfare again, and they tried to undervalue his assets to go after him to say that he wasn't paying his fair share or whatever it was, and they tried to use it against him. And it's a joke because he's got, well, I think it's 20 acres on beachfront property. There's properties that are one-twentieth of what his is worth that are worth $50 million. And they're not even oceanfront or even near the estate that he had there. I think he has 20 acres of – it's more like $1 billion is the real number.
Right. I'm pretty sure you were at Mar-a-Lago. I was several times. When you cross the bridge, you go in there, you see part of it, but you don't see the whole land. Because when you go into the club for the events that were held over there, that's part of it. You never really go into seeing.
It's 20 acres of the most expensive real estate right on the ocean waterfront that you've ever seen. It's palatial.
Yeah, you know, but you know, and we know when they said 18 million, we all laughed. Everybody I knew laughed at that. I knew that was a joke.
Oh, I fell over laughing. I was like, wow, they're so desperate that they got to do this.
You know, because it's a poverty area. You know, what they call the low end. We go into Lake Worth, and then you got West Palm Beach, and you got Mar-a-Lago, that area right between the two. You go in there, and you got the different classes, basically. And the houses along there, even the cheapest house is over $1 million with like a third of an acre. So there was no way.
Right.
You know, because all beachfront.
I was laughing. Don John Jr. was talking about going about the demographics. He goes, there's places that are one-tenth of the landmass area that aren't even on the water, near the water, that are going for $50 million. And it's laughable.
Even if you go farther south into Boynton Beach and all the others, that go straight down to even to Broward County, you get beachfront property, you're looking at millions of dollars in some cases.
Absolutely.
So, even down in Hollywood, if we go along the beach, the price is outrageous. So that whole thing is full of crap, you know.
Absolutely. I laugh. And the thing about it is, especially in today's market, when the real estate's going through the roof, you know, the real estate's gone through the roof. You know, you think about it, you know, the fact of the matter is now, I've been down here in South Florida over 30 years now. There's five states in all the United States that got over 20 million people. One of them is Florida. And now you've got people that are coming, not just snowbirds anymore, that are coming from all these other blue states. Why? They all want to come to the business-friendly state where there's low tax.
We want to make one of the good things about DeSantis was that, and he could have used it, but he can't do it anymore, we had a line which says, let's make the country Florida. But you can't do that because he became deep state, and he gave up some of the stuff. But the people are coming down to Florida and to Texas and to other areas to get away from California and New York and Illinois and other states because they've had enough of that stuff.
They've had enough. That's absolutely right. They're coming. They're coming to the state that's business friendly, you know. So where are they coming? They're coming to a handful of states, right? They're going to Texas. They're going to Tennessee, and one of them, of course, they're coming to Florida, you know, and for obvious reasons. And you know,
less crime for one thing, and we don't tolerate what's going on with the kids.
We now got you know, it's funny, Paul and Young Ron, but on Big 105.9. A while back, I remember this was months ago, I was listening to it and I was driving and, 20 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, there was 1,000 people a day moving into Florida. Guess what? Now, I mean, not Florida, but South Florida area. Now, into Florida, but now guess how many people are moving here? 2,000 people a day. The fact of the matter is the demographics are today is that there's over 20 million people and about 14 million of them live in the South Florida area. That's how many people are here.
Yeah. Also, you got to remember, and if you're going to Florida, you leave your left-wing dingbat stuff back where you left it. We don't want you to bring that poison down here. Right now, as of a couple of days ago, there's like the Republicans outregistered Democrats in the state of Florida by 700,000 so far and growing. And that's a big thing there. And Scott Pressler is a big-time award for that. He is working in different areas, including Philadelphia and others, to try and get – he said that if he could get change things around, get 25% support in Philadelphia, that would defeat any left-wing garbage that's around. And that's what he's going for.
Absolutely.
You know, but we have to get rid of Roma McDaniel.
Yeah, on another subject, we've got a major problem. Big problem. The problem is that we got to deal with this real danger. Now it's coming to a head. It's very dangerous. The real number that we have coming through the southern border Trump even said it. The real number is more like 12 to 15 million.
Right.
And you hear the ICE agents, this is an invasion at this point.
Yeah.
These people that are coming over here. And you got young, huh?
I don't know if you heard, but Biden wants the ICE agents and the Border Patrol to use pronouns when you approach illegal aliens.
I heard that. Actually, saying he's more concerned about them using woke pronouns, woke language, than he is about vetting who these people are. And it's just like, you know, here's the other thing is you got, this has been going on for now over a year now. They're flying them around on taxpayer money. Flying them up to swanky hotels in New York City where they're staying up on the Upper West Side, the most expensive real estate in New York City, for $500 a night. You know, they've been doing that for a long time now. And all these other places,
destroying,
they're giving
destroying
them ID.
The city.
You know, they're destroying the city. You look at it. I mean, you can't even walk. You can't even, Trump says it, can't even walk down the street in these woke cities to get a loaf of bread. You're taking your life in your hand. When I look at New York City, I don't even recognize it. I look at it and I'm like, oh my God, they completely destroyed. They destroyed New York City. They destroyed it. And then you look at what's going on in Chicago and San Francisco. It's a joke.
Yeah, and there's a few things we're going to get done before time's out. One thing is, there's a pro-Israeli teacher at a Hillcrest High School in Queens. She supported Israel, and she got jumped by the students.
Oh, yeah. Look at all these young people. You hear, you know, it's funny when they show the Hamas protests, you know, and they show all kinds of violence. People are young men and women that are Jews are getting attacked at these universities, these liberal universities, and most of them are, especially the Ivy League. But then you see the pro-Israel rally there in Washington, D.C., over a million people. Everything was peaceful. And they left it clean.
Then they leave it like we did with the Tea Party.
That's right.
That's the difference.
That's the difference.
See, yeah, but if you go and ask, they did an interview, I think Newsmax reported did an interview on people in different areas. Why are you here? And they really don't know. And then he said, well, I'm here to support the Palestinian. The guy says, well, look at this. There's no such thing as Palestine. It never was. You know, and here's
That's
the
right.
history.
It's true.
And they were dumbfounded. Or, you know, did you see the video of Hamas cutting the heads off and the legs off and raping and killing babies in front of their mothers and then raping the mother and then kill the mother? Did you see all that video? So we could show it to you. You know, and now it's fake. It's like, no, it's not. You know, it's been confirmed by a lot of people. So that's a big thing. Yeah. So it's crazy.
You know, and the thing about it is, if it wasn't for politics, if it wasn't for bullcrap that's going on, the IDF could have already done their job. They're very well equipped. Everybody in Israel has to. It's a law there. It's part of their law of the land. You have to serve at least 2 years in the military. These IDF are some of the best soldiers in the world. They could have already done their job, but their hands were tied.
You know, but we did, like I said, we had all these new people coming in, conservatives. And in fact, there was a big win in the Netherlands with the conservative finally won there.
Look at the lady who, God bless her, wonderful lady who's with the Prime Minister of Italy. Not Prime Minister, I can't think of her name.
Yeah.
Wonderful. What wonderful conservative that's there.
Yeah. Well, we're winning in different states, and they're getting rid of the EU and slowly, and they're trying to find ways to get out of. But we still got to work in Ireland. That guy is a nutcase in Ireland.
I've seen all that. Well, the interesting thing is the Irish have finally had enough. They're standing up.
Yeah.
You know,
they're standing up.
The
yeah. Yeah, the Dublin is, they're actually going out and getting rid, trying to get rid of all the stuff in Dublin. They need to also do it in Britain, in England. There's a problem there too.
Well, yes, big time. That's true. Well, you can see it all the time. That you see all this stuff with all the Muslims, all the attacks that have happened there. And it's happened over and over and over again. You know, it's just like, you know, what was, you know, like up in Canada with Trudeau. And finally, the Canadians, they stood up, and now the people of England are standing up as well. They're fighting back against this tyranny.
Yep.
The only thing that keeps us, and Trump says it on the stump all the time, is that that's what separates us from everybody else in the world. Nobody has a constitution like we do. And, you know, Trump often says it. He goes, they're really not after me. They're after you. I'm just standing in the way.
Because they are after. And I'm telling, and it's a warning to everybody. Be very careful. You got to, that's why I wrote earlier when I started the show with, it is important that to distinguish between the Republicans and mega Republicans. The mega Republicans want this country to succeed and everyone in it to succeed in life and the passions and the dreams and keep us secure and the Constitution and what our founding principles of founding fathers intended to be. Republican and Democrat together are the unit party. That's the cabal that is going against us. Everyone that doesn't want, what is wrong? The point is, if you're against making something great, then you're supporting failure. It's either one or the other. It's nothing in between. So if you're against mega, you got to be supporting failure. And that's what that, and failure means the government controlling and socialism and communism. That's the only two ways you go. Either you are strong enough to follow your passions, your dreams, and follow what's in your gut and your heart and soul, and to succeed in life and fulfill everything that you set up to be, or you just let the government take over and you become a government-controlled robot where these idiots are in the streets all the time protesting. They don't even know what they're protesting for.
They don't even know what they're protesting about, because the fact of the matter is that these universities, a lot of these young people today, you know, these Gen Zers and stuff, they have no idea what real socialism is. You know, and
no,
then
but they're getting a taste of
it out of the history books.
Yeah, they're getting a taste of it now, and one of the things, latest polling, and this is even the Gen Z people are starting to realize it. You're kind of seeing the response, because there's a number of Gen Z people that support Biden, that you see it on social media, like X and a couple other places. They're not out there as much now.
Here's the reason why they're getting a taste of socialism. And here's the other thing that's also bringing the Democrats and those in the middle of the road over to Trump's side starting to, is this war with Israel. Is they're starting to see there's a whole divide among the Democratic Party of what's going on. And you see that. I've seen there's a lot of them. So now those that were Democrats are starting to come over to the middle, and those that were in the middle are starting to, their libertarians are starting to come over to Trump's side. I've seen that.
Right.
Because thank God for Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, because now he put out the January 6th footage, the real footage, and now everybody can see, they can see that there was a CIA operatives there that were dressed up like Trump supporters. Now it's all coming out.
Yeah,
and they're showing
the Capitol Police video of them letting them in there. Yeah, and they're also showing when they arrest a couple of them, they show the shield and let them go. That's on video too. There. And somebody said, these people are being busted. There's another person that's being sentenced. They said, well, he'll be paroled soon or be pardoned soon, because it's a falsehood. Because the real video, not the edited stuff that the J6 committee put out, but the real video, the whole complete video, all 44,000 hours of it is coming out, and has been, some of it's been released already, showing that
right.
It was, the whole thing was set up. And they're all going to be part of it,
and
there'll be a lot of lawsuits.
And they show Capitol Police letting them right in there. They show another guy in a bike comes over there like he's a Trump supporter, coming back there, and then he fist pumps the other guy. And then they showed another guy who was acting like he was a Trump, but he's got an earpiece on. You know, what's that
right.
all about? And all the stuff
yeah,
about Ray Epps.
Right. And you know, and all that stuff is coming out. And then
what they've downplayed and never talked about, but now people are starting to look at it in the context. Is now let's take the real riots, what happened in 2020 when Antifa and BLM were burning
right.
down cities and rioting while 45
people died. With George Floyd stuff, and it turned out, well, Floyd had fentanyl and he was going to die anyway. And Chuck, the cop, I got news for you. Guess who's coming to defend him? The Innocence Project.
I'll tell you what, it was on the Mel Kay show just recently. I watched it. It was an hour video about all the stuff. And the fact of the matter is the person who did the autopsy, one of the people, they were afraid to release the real evidence because it showed that the cop had nothing to do with his death. He had
so much fentanyl
in his system.
He was dead either way.
Four people.
Right. And the Innocence Project has got this case, and they're going to, and he'll be the only problem is, well, he'll be as long still alive because they attacked him. He's in serious condition because
they beat him up real bad while he was in prison here at Chauvin.
Yeah, they did the other day, and they know he's when they find out that the Innocence Project and others are now investigating it, and he's going to get it off. But the big thing news is that the original J6 committee, because there's going to be another one, all of them involved in it, they're all heading into a prison. They're all going to be arrested soon for treason and be sent down to Gitmo and then try to
Absolutely. If you've noticed, Trump has made a very interesting, he said it a couple of times. See, a lot of people don't understand it. I noticed going all the way back is that back in 2019, in December of 2019, Trump militarized the fifth arm of the military called the Space Force. And Trump keeps saying, we got it all. They do. They got it all.
Yes, they do.
They can prove in real time all the votes they stole. And guess what? A lot of people, I've told people this. I said, you got to understand that military law is not like civil law. I said, these people that were all involved and stealing the election and everything, they're all guilty of high treason against our country, which is
right.
punishable by death.
And that goes from Obama to Biden to Nancy Pelosi to George Soros to Zuckerberg, and Zuckerberg for Buck.
Absolutely, Zuckerberg with the $420 million that he injected into the voting for and all that, and everything that Dinesh D'Souza put out with the 2,000 mules. And the evidence that Mike Lindell took to the Supreme Court showing the capture packets, but the Supreme Court wouldn't look at the evidence.
But now they are, because there's a case coming up that they're going to have to take a look at it, and they are accepting that
it has
to do with when the Trump. So as they continue, the left continues to try and prosecute Trump, all these cases will end up in the Supreme Court where they have no choice but to look at it. And that's why Trump's trying to get cameras into these cases so the American people know the truth. Anyway,
right.
we're running
interesting, down. And the real fast is the interesting thing is I love it the way Trump, it's part of the Sun Tzu, the art of war. Make it look like you're weak when you're strong. Is as they keep attacking Trump, that gives Trump the legal presidency. He's able to defend himself. Then he's able to bring out the evidence to the American people,
and also
and gets everybody
popularity.
Who's watching will see it.
Anyway, we're down to the next nitty-nitty. Any last comment before we end the show?
No, just that I believe we're going to see military tribunals before 2024 is over next year.
I agree with you on that. The people want it. They want the truth. And we're going to bring them the truth. I want to thank you for coming on. I know we didn't get a chance to hear from Scarlett. Scarlett, are you listening on the show? I don't even know if she's doing that, but apparently not. Anyway, she left and because she was helping in the background. Anyway, I want to thank Campy. I want to thank the people in the chat room, Bringing Boy and others. And I want to thank everyone for coming on. Before we end the show, we do have Toys. It's Toys for Sun Run coming up on December 10th here in Broward County. That's the Toys for Todd stuff. I know you know all about that because we used to fundraise for them, remember?
Yep, years ago.
Yeah. So that's a big thing going on, and we'll get that. And also, if you guys hear people calling you from the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews or the OU, which is Orthodox Union, the Jewish Voice, any of those people, donate them because they're all on the ground right now helping out the people in Israel. And it's a big thing. Hillsdale College is working to rebuild the school system in this country, and they're offering free constitutions to schools, to the high schools, and in fact, to all the schools around the country. So if they call you, donate there too.
And there's one last thing, 10 seconds there, Joe. I got to make a plug for this. TacticalCivics.com. TacticalCivics.com. You can go on there. It's an 11-minute video. It's a grassroots movement that started among all kind of MAGA patriots all over the United States. It's taken us back to what the forefathers originally intended, that at the grand jury level, people are becoming grand juries all over the United States. We have more power than the Supreme Court to vote these people out.
Okay. All right. Anyway, I want to thank you, Campy. Don't forget, everyone, we're back on the air Wednesday evening at 8 p.m., and we'll keep you up to date on what's happening around the world. The truth always wins out in the end. Thank you, and have a great evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the land.